I'm Brian Goldfinger from Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. We'd like to wish you and your family a happy holiday season. Don't drink and drive, don't token drive, and wait till you get to your destination to reply to that text. Visit goldfingerlaw.com.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Loom, speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors, shorthanded and emotionally wounded, went into Staples Center and just destroyed the team from Los Angeles, the other team from Los Angeles, who is so ashamed of being from Los Angeles and being the other team that they simply refuse to call themselves Los Angeles. They call themselves LA. That's it. Not Los Angeles, LA. It's the LA Clippers, not the Los Angeles Clippers, because you don't want to, you know, have too much overlap with the, you know, Los Angeles Lakers, who, you know, own the arena that the Clippers just rent in, by the way. And the Raptors just went in there and just sunned the Clippers, who have not been playing great of late, but are certainly a respectable team, at least on paper. If you look at the record, they're 17-10. That's not too bad. They've actually had an overtime win against the Bucks. That's nice. But man, the Raptors just went in there. No Kawhi Leonard, who was resting because of a hip injury, quote unquote. We'll see if he plays tomorrow, because this could very well be more load management, which is just a hilarious term. Shout out No Nut. But, like, you know, who knows? Kawhi is still not playing back-to-backs yet. So, you know, we'll see if this is the case. But regardless, no Kawhi for the second straight time. And, you know, the Raptors only go to Los Angeles twice this year. Both times Kawhi sat out. Very interesting. I'm sure a little bit strategic. And I think Kawhi probably has to remember these two games, because both times the Raptors have gone into Los Angeles and just smacked the shit out of the other team that has been playing there. Obviously, the Lakers game, the Raptors went up like 30 points in the first quarter. It was hilarious and just cruised from there. This game, the Raptors went up early, sort of a gritty performance. The Clippers sort of battled back in the second quarter. Milos Teodosic really just torched the Raptors with a Steph Curry performance, threw some tremendous passes, hit some threes, you know, looked like he needed to go have a dart. Like, he's really fun to watch, man. All respect to Milos. And yeah, the Clippers, you know, made a comeback. You know, it looked like the Raptors are gonna, you know, fade after a hot start and the Clippers are gonna come on strong, but no, the Raptors got it together in the second quarter. JV, my God, 12 points in the second quarter alone. JV just going up against Montrezl Harrell, who is one of the leading candidates to win Sixth Man of the Year. He's been phenomenal. But JV made Montrezl Harrell just look small and tiny. And Montrezl Harrell is usually a guy who, you know, is a Kenneth Faried type, basically, who, you know, hustles on the glass and just bodies other people. Can't body JV when JV's like probably 30, 40 pounds heavier than you and taller and just more skilled in every aspect. And JV just, you know, had his way with Harrell in the post, just like in that Sixers game. JV playing through the post has a calming effect on the Raptors' defense. The Raptors were really able to get stops and sort of make the Clippers sort of take the ball out of the basket. And this was just a... It really steadied the team. The starters came back in. They made a bit of a push. You know, the Raptors went into halftime with a double-digit advantage. And then third quarter, the Raptors, again, jumped all over the Clippers and basically ended the game there. And, you know, part of that was because Serge Ibaka was playing so well. You know, but also part of that was just Kyle Lowry found his stroke. He hit three threes in the third quarter. After actually he airballed one where he was switched on to Harrell, and I was like, wow, that was ugly, because it was like maybe 2 feet short of the rim. But he redeemed himself with another three triples. I like the way Kyle played today. 13 shots, 8 of them from deep, 21 points. Like, that's what you want to see from Kyle in terms of balance. Maybe a couple more two-pointers and maybe one or two less three-pointers. But generally speaking, I'm fine with Kyle taking a bunch of threes. Raptors need a guy to take threes. Kyle is one of the Raptors' best three-point shooters after, you know, Kawhi and Danny Green. It was fun to see Kyle break out of that slump, because, you know, it's just been so hard to watch this recent stretch where he's had 25 points over the span of five games. To see him break out of the slump, it's also great to see how much his teammates rallied around him. Every time Kyle hit a three, you know, the camera would pan over to the bench and you would see everyone get up. You know, Monroe seems like a great teammate, actually, you know, especially, but just everybody getting up, cheering on Kyle. They know how much he means to the team. And it's hard to watch him struggle. It's hard for everybody. You know, I'm sure everyone's frustrated. I don't think Kyle wants to let people down. But this is a great bounce back performance. I still wouldn't say he's back because he's still moving so gingerly. And he had a couple of spills today where, you know, the LA staff wouldn't wipe the floor or whatever. But so Kyle slipped a couple times. But for the most part, man, Kyle just played the type of game you want to see from Kyle. And, you know, it's just encouraging. It's positive. I like the way his mentality going into the game was great, because he, on the second possession of the game, decided to drive to the basket, gone for a layup. You know, he also kind of took Shai Gilgeous-Alexander into the post and kind of got him with a, you know, up and under move, you know, just schooling the rookie. Like, that's the kind of Kyle Lowry performance I want to see. I know he's not, he won't admit that he's not 100%. He's saying that he's not 100%, or that he is 100%, but you know, I'm sure this is all he has to give right now, but it's nice to see him give this instead of the 0 point performances or the 3 point performances or the 5 point, you know what I mean? Like, just do your job. And Kyle's, you know, he's done his job today. He played brilliantly, team high plus 30 in 32 minutes. Didn't have to play the fourth quarter. That's the ideal scenario where the Raptors don't have to play, you know, their guys extended minutes because they are playing the Golden State Warriors tomorrow. And yeah, so between Kyle and also Serge Ibaka, oh my God, this guy turned into Anthony Davis, which apparently is just a thing that happens to Serge now. Like, once in a while, he'll turn into AD and, you know, it just dominate both ends of the floor. Is, you know, I mean, today, 25 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 blocks, 11 of 18 shooting in 24 minutes. Was so money from the mid-range, as he always is, but also some huge blocks at the basket against guys like Tobias Harris, against guys like, I think, Avery Bradley, or maybe Shai Gilgeous. I don't know, man. Serge was just blocking everything around the back. Oh, Gallinari. Gallinari tried it, and Serge was like, no, you can't. But Serge also got on the offensive glass, got some putbacks, you know, had 2 assists, both the 3-point shooters, and one again in terms of Pascal, where Serge drew 3 defenders in the paint and kicked it out to Pascal, who hit it, and also another situation where he drew 2 defenders and he kicked it out to OG, who hit the shot. Just a great performance from Serge overall. Hit a corner 3 as well. Was especially dominant in the third quarter. We had a couple of dunks mixed into there. I mean, it was just such a swaggy performance. Apparently he loves LA. Maybe he's got a ting in LA or something, because 25 points today against you know, the Clippers, 24 minutes, and also a career high, as we recall, 34 points on 15 of 17 shooting against the Lakers. So, you know, he loves LA. You know, he's out there in the summertime and stuff. You know, he's making How Hungry Are You? I mean, the man's hungry. Someone's hungry out there, because Serge is definitely hungry. So, you know, it's great to see Serge perform the way he is. He was the best player on the floor tonight, no question. For both ends. But honestly, this is just a field goal performance, man. You know, there's a lot of great things. A, you know, you get Kyle coming back. B, you get the rest for moving forward. It's, you know, you get, obviously Kawhi gets some rest too, so that falls into that. You know, Serge, you know, he's not lacking for confidence this year, but seriously, he's playing phenomenal. OG breaks out of a shooting slump a little bit, hitting 2 threes, had 12 points, 5 of 9 shooting, in 21 minutes. JV has another, you know, great performance off the bench, 16 points in, you know, 18 minutes. Delon Wright getting wet from 3 in the second quarter there, in the second or third quarter, I'm not sure, but Delon, you know, got cut over the eye. It was the third quarter. He got cut over the eye, he got 3 stitches, came back after getting blocked by Montrezl Harrell, decides to just randomly jack up 2 threes in the third quarter, hits both of those, has a great game overall, 12 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. You know, outplaying Canadian Delon Wright and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But yeah, it was just a great performance overall. And also, it's a great performance because, you know, obviously basketball is just, you know, kind of a nice little distraction from life. And I think that's what Nick Nurse probably needed tonight. Nick Nurse's mother, who was 94, passed away yesterday. And so he flew to Iowa to see her and then came back for this game. Obviously, you know, the Raptors didn't pressure him to come back to this game. He could have taken his time or whatever, and, you know, it's completely understandable. But I think that he probably needed this time. And just speaking personally, I don't have that many interactions with Nick, but the way he comes across is that he comes across as really genuine, really upbeat, you know, really open, willing to talk to people, and it's a very humble guy as well. So, you know, condolences from the podcast and everyone on RR to Nick, and hopefully he can get through this time. And if honestly winning basketball games, you know, can help him sort of take the edge off some of this stuff, then, you know, by all means. The Raptors devoted the game and the win to Nick after the game. You know, Fred VanVleet spoke on behalf of the team and said, you know, his piece with regards to Nick. And it's just, it's nice to see. It's nice to see. And it's you know, it's obviously very unfortunate that his mother passed, but the team rallied around him. It's endearing. Anyway, in terms of your three stars, number one, Ibaka. Man, 25 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 blocks. Seriously, this is an Anthony Davis-ass line right here in 24 minutes, too. Incredible. Second star, Kyle Lowry, 21 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, a steal, a block, 8 of 13 shooting, 4 of 8 from deep, hitting a technical free throw as well. 32 minutes. You just love to see that from him. And then third star, this is a bit tough because I think Pascal played a great game. 13 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, just driving at the Clippers defense nonstop. You know, playmaking for others. But I got to give it to Fred VanVleet, who stepped in into the spot, you know, vacated by Kawhi Leonard in the starting lineup. Fred, in his, I think this is his second career start, 5 points, 6 rebounds, 14 assists in 29 minutes. I think one of the biggest knocks against Fred is just that he's not a particularly great passer, but not the case today, man. He kept everyone running. He allowed Kyle to play off the ball, which is nice. Kyle got a couple threes that way, but Fred also had a great pick and pop chemistry with Serge. You know, Fed Siakam a lot. Obviously, we know VanVleet and Siakam have chemistry. You know, Fred also, you know, made a point to feed JV in the post when JV had an advantage. I mean, just a great floor general type performance from VanVleet, who only took 5 shots. But those 14 assists, you got to give it to him, man. It's a career high, obviously. I think previously his career high was like 9. So, yeah, great performance by VanVleet. It's just a great performance by the team overall, man. Just a really good feel-good win. Again, like I said, about as perfectly as the game could possibly go. And so it's nice to see. And in terms of your Gerald Henderson Award, you know, I was fully prepared to give it to Teodosic because he was really impactful. He kind of led the comeback. But I got to say, this Tyrone Wallace character, you know, he had a nice game. 15 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 6 of 11 shooting. It was a surprising little floater game going. I mean, he was kind of shifty, going downhill, people. He's not a bad player. 2 blocks as well. A lot of those coming in garbage time, but, you know, all right, cool. I mean, yo, listen, if my biggest takeaway after watching this game is really, if you're Kawhi Leonard and you're sitting out and you're watching this game while getting treatment in the bench, whatever, people keep asking, he gets treatment in the bench, all right? He gets treatment in the locker room. That's why I'm not sitting on the bench. But if you're Kawhi Leonard and you're watching this and you're thinking, man, so this is the Clippers team that they're trying to sell me on right now? I get to come here and play with Marcin Gortat and washed up Avery Bradley, who had 0 points in 0 of 6 shooting, minus 28. And I get to play with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Canadian DeLon Wright. I mean, damn, that's not a lot. I mean, wow, I get to play with Montrezl Harrell, who's definitely a bench big. Boban Marjanovic, wow, he had 18 points. Cool. He's, you know, it's just more of a meme than anything else. I mean, damn. Is this really what you want to come to? Just is the Lee Jenkins puff piece really worth all this? Because I don't know. If I'm watching this performance, it's a bit concerning, you know. Meanwhile, the Raptors shorthanded came together. I mean, shit, the Raptors had the best player on the floor tonight in Ibaka, the second best player in Kyle Lowry, the third best player in Pascal Siakam. Fred VanVleet is better than anyone the Clippers put out. I would even argue JV was better than anyone the Clippers put out tonight in terms of production. Because, like, Tobias Harris was probably the only guy. And, like, I've been reading all these puff pieces about Tobias Harris and about how efficient he is. 10 points on 4 of 10 shooting? What? Okay, cool. That's like the Orlando Magic Tobias Harris that I know and love. I mean, who is playing with Danilo Gallinari? A comeback year. 4 of 10 shooting for 11 points. Great performance. Just a wonderful performance. And then Shai, who, you know, I don't want to slander this man at all. He's, you know, Canadian and everything like that, and, you know, from Hamilton. But 7 points in 22 minutes? I mean, that's some George Hill-ass behavior right there. I mean, I don't know. If I'm Kawhi and I'm watching the Clippers right now, I need to see more than this, okay? I need to see Jerry West. I need to get, you know, because what are they offering right now? Less money and like a Microsoft Office subscription? Like, that's not a lot. That's not a lot. I want to see some players. And the Raptors got some players. The Raptors, they definitely got some players tonight and the way they played. So, feel good win all around. Again, condolences to Nick and his family. And, yeah, tougher game tomorrow, obviously, against the Warriors. We'll see if Kawhi plays. Hopefully he does. because the first time Kawhi and KD played, it was great. Chances are that game's going to be a loss. I hope the Raptors don't overexert themselves a little bit because, you know, it's going to be a tough game. But I also hope they don't just concede, you know? If you feel like you're a championship or at least a finals caliber team, which I think the Raptors should feel that way, then, you know, show up and play. And so, yeah, I hope the Raptors do that. Again, as always, read 10 things. This is really late, so you're probably hearing this in the morning. Go back and read it on Twitter, on the Score app, wherever you got to get it. Go get it. And, thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow.